stepped right out the door. I walked across the path that I'd never seen before.
Over the past decade, the Blue Ox Music Festival in Eau Claire has become a summer tradition for thousands of bluegrass fans from the region and around the country.
The festival was started in 2015 by a Minnesota musician and a campground owner in Eau Claire who teamed up to create a bluegrass, folk, and Americana festival with a Midwest community feel.
Major performers from Nashville headline at Blue Ox, but there are also a lot of Wisconsin musicians in the lineup bringing their own twist on the genre.
Here to talk about this year's fest and the bluegrass scene in Wisconsin, we have Blue Ox co-founder Nate Sipe, mandolin player for Pertnir Sandstone, a roots band out of Minneapolis, and Adam Gruhl, guitarist and vocalist for Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, a bluegrass band from Stevens Point. Nate and Adam, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here, Rob. Thanks for having me.
And Nate, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Glad to do it.
All right, take us back to the origin story, Nate. You and your band are kind of co-founders of Blue Ox. What led this bluegrass and folk and Americana festival to a campground in Eau Claire?
Yeah, well, there was quite a bit of serendipity involved. We happened to be out in Colorado on tour, opening up for the Traveling McCurries, and played through Denver. And we were approached at a merch booth after our set. This gentleman and his son approached us and said, "Hey, we live in Wisconsin. We throw a country festival, and we'd love to have you play sometime." And we sort of said, okay, sounds good. You know, we got a lot of people that approach us and talk big game during our shows occasionally. But this particular man and his son happened to be Jim and Mark Bischel. And we reached out to them following that first encounter. And along with our manager, met up with them, went out, checked out the land. And they had envisioned us trying to do a little bluegrass stage at their big Country Jam USA festival. And we took one look at what's now the Pines Music Park and said, "Hey, this is perfect for a standalone bluegrass festival." And the more we talked about it, the more it seemed logistically feasible. And it sort of just lifted off from the ground there. And it's been rolling ever since.
And Adam, your band Horseshoes and Hand Grenades played at the first Blue Ox Festival. I think you are a perma band there, right? You've played every show. But take us back to that first year. What was the scene like?
Well, man, you know, we were young. I think this is the 12th year. It becomes a family reunion of sorts. You know, you see your friends grow over time. You see the band grow over time, and you kind of come back. It's almost like a New Year's Eve kind of vibe. You know, you come back, you get to see everybody. You might only see somebody once a year, but it's a great community that gathers around it. You know, obviously such a excellent lineup every year. I mean, it's a ridiculous lineup again this year. So people are amped up to be there, the bands, you know, and the fans. And oftentimes bands, especially regional bands, are able to stick around and enjoy a bunch of the music too, which, you know, it's a joy for us to see what's going on across the country.
And Nate, for you and your band Pertnir Sandstone, does it feel like you got that home field advantage playing here? What's the vibe like doing a show at Blue Ox versus, you know, other shows you might do on the road?
Oh, it's surreal. It's really, I mean, just for us to have, to be able to, you know, contribute this festival to the regional scene. It's a something that we've dreamed about doing for so long, and just the way it's rolled out, the way we're able to bring in these national touring acts as well as, you know, the regional, our friends and favorite bands locally. And we're just all intermingling in the campground at the potluck, picking tunes backstage, hanging out. It's really a remarkable scene and really a community, you know, and it has been that way. It's had that feel ever since the beginning, just the Wisconsin, the Minnesota, that great, that upper Midwest music scene and also audience are just very enthusiastic, very into supporting live music. And there was kind of a bit of a void of a festival of this stature in the region. So having this in place, people really gravitated behind it and supported it. And people come in, they look forward to this as soon as it ends, they look forward to the coming year without even knowing the lineup. You know, people trust that it's going to be a great time and bring that enthusiasm.
Adam, you're from Wisconsin. I understand you grew up in Stevens Point, started your band in Point. What was the bluegrass scene in Wisconsin like when you were a teen starting out on your musical career?
Oh, yeah, true blue Scotty through and through, for sure. Yeah, you know, it was there. You know, there was this great festival back in the day called Mole Lake Bluegrass Festival. And when Horseshoes first started, there was something about the band and the energy that the band created that seemed to remind people of that festival. And so, man, people would like bring us T-shirts and stuff, you know, with these great lineups, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and Newgrass Revival and John Hartford and Bill Monroe, all these acts. So in my opinion, that festival back in the day, Mole Lake Bluegrass Festival, kind of laid the groundwork for something like Blue Ox to occur again. People were hungry for that. So cool. Yeah. When the Bischels and when Pertnier came together to make the festival go off, you know, there was also some really notable acts, one of which is going to be at the festival this year, Art Stevenson and Highwater. You know, mm-hmm. Art has been perpetuating bluegrass and folk music, you know, through the state for so many years, and in a lot of ways helped create a fertile climate for like a lot of young bands like Horseshoes and Hand Grenades to be able to start and make, you know, some degree of a career out of it. But it's actually, you know, it's the scene has been here, and certainly it's amplified and continued to blossom because of Blue Ox. And I mean, how, you know, just so grateful that exists.
And Nate, when people hear the term bluegrass, they might put that geography a little south of here. Is there something unique and distinct about upper Midwest bluegrass?
You know, I always think of the upper Midwest as very DIY. You know, we have those long winters, we get frozen in and we have to keep ourselves warm and entertained. And, you know, the arts has always greatly benefited, I think, from that, you know, kind of isolation. And also, we're a bit off the beaten path from a lot of the touring acts, you know, or it's kind of in a lot of people, it's a flyover state. So the upper Midwest, the sound, it's very eclectic as well. You know, I wouldn't necessarily say bluegrass is the main genre. It's kind of a commingling of all kinds of influences that have, you know, we've absorbed from so many great artists historically, like Art Stevenson and Highwater is a great example. You know, like we grew up listening to A Prairie Home Companion. So that kind of Western, that sort of swing, jazz vibe mixed with bluegrass, it ends up sort of spilling out in a variety of different ways. And, which I think is great. You know, you go to a traditional bluegrass festival and very often it kind of feels like there's a carbon copy of bands that are on stage all day, where at Blue Ox and or just a general festival in the upper Midwest, you have so much eclectic artists that are coming through and bringing their sounds along.
We are talking about the Blue Ox Music Festival taking place in Eau Claire from June 25th to the 27th, and Wisconsin's bluegrass and bluegrass adjacent music scene. Nate Seip is with us from the band Pertnier Sandstone, co-founder of the festival. Adam Gruhl also with us with Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, bluegrass band from Stevens Point. Well, let's name some more names at this festival. Adam had mentioned Art Stevenson. Nate, them Cooley Boys also playing. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, they've been there nearly all of the Blue Ox festivals as well. I think this will be their 11th year, maybe 10th or 11th year. You know, and they've been just great friends of ours. We've been touring with them as long as they've been a band, I think. And, you know, they just recently announced that they're changing their lineup a bit. A couple of the guys are retiring from the stage and I think, you know, focusing on their family life and home life. And, so them Cooley Boys is after this summer is going to be a bit altered, and hopefully they'll continue going. The Staff Brothers, I know, have got the music in their blood and have, you know, are greatly dedicated to playing tunes. But yeah, the Coolie Boys are going to be, you know, kind of giving their Blue Ox farewell a little bit at this this coming festival.
And Adam, not only are you and Horseshoes and Hand Grenades playing, you also have a new album called Living Room that came out just earlier this year. Give a little listen to the opening track called Fleeting Time.
Fleeting Time.
Adam, that album title, Living Room, I guess is very literal. You were in a living room recording this one?
Yeah, man. We, you know, you go and you do, you know, in your adventure as a band, you know, we're 15 years old now, actually over 15 years old, almost 16. We, you know, have ventured into these real high-techy studios and stuff. And I'm sure Nate would have comments on this that are perhaps similar, but there's something about like getting real comfortable when you're recording and maybe not, you know, being hyper focused on exactly what the gear is and being more so focused on being yourself. And so this time we just went to my house, which is in the hill country of Wisconsin, the Driftless region. And we got in a circle, man, and just started making music. And, you know, of course, what came out of it was something we were really happy with, because there was fun and love and good energy in the process. And, you know, that kind of the same kind of vibe that we hope to bring to the stage at sweet festivals like Blue Ox.
And then, Nate, your band, Pertnir's Sandstone, is also out with an album this year called Side by Side, your ninth album.
Step downtown where the sidewalks groan. Poor folks filling in the cracks in the holes.
You've mentioned all the different influences that are coming into the upper Midwest. Oh, yeah. And the bluegrass world. How has your sound evolved over the years?
Well, you know, as Adam was just mentioning, trying to record in a really comfortable, easy way where it's just going to kind of flow and, you know, might give you permission to stumble into some new territories. We've always thought of recording as kind of a, you know, a laboratory, so to speak. We have always stretched out and tried to bring in guests and other sounds onto the recorded album that we might not have at our disposal during a live show. We just love recording and getting in there. But this particular album, Side by Side, we really tried to craft as a live album. So in the studio, trying to write tunes that we can pretty directly take to a live performance, and including some new instruments. I started playing lap steel recently and recorded a bit of that on this album, and have worked up the gumption to try doing that on stage live as well. So that's been a fun journey. So I think we're always evolving as songwriters and, you know, just continuing to learn how to use each other's talents to help facilitate our craft.
Bringing things back to Blue Ox, Adam, I think a music festival, yeah, music's part of the story, but the vibe and the feel is big. And you've both hinted at this. Share some of the vibe, the feel that people will get when they attend Blue Ox.
Well, look, it's like a great family-friendly festival. It's the kind of place that allows itself for you to be exactly who you are. You know, you can come with friends, you can come with your family, you can party, you can chill. It's just kind of got the ability for you to do your thing, which I think is great. So, you know, the vibe is incredible. It's this beautiful forest, beautiful grounds, but it's also just super well curated with, you know, a wide ranging amount of musical genre involved, not just bluegrass, although that's kind of the, you know, the thing that pulls it all together. I've never heard somebody say, oh, golly, I shouldn't have went to Blue Ox. It's always, man, I'm so happy I went to that festival. I can't wait to go again next year.
We'll leave it there. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us, man. We love your show, by the way. It's
awesome. Thank you.
I enjoy it all the time.
Thanks. And Nate, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Really excited for this year and hope to see all y'all out at the festival.
That was Nate Sipe, mandolin player from Minneapolis, who co-founded Blue Ox, a bluegrass music festival in Eau Claire, and Adam Gruhl, guitarist and vocalist for the Stevens Point bluegrass band Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. We've been talking about the history of Blue Ox and looking ahead to this year's festival, which runs June 25th through the 27th. We're going out on the song Wisconsin Moon off Horseshoes and Hand Grenades' latest album.
We don't have to worry. We don't need a man. The air is cool and you can smell the pine in that Wisconsin moon. Let it shine, let it shine. And that Wisconsin moon. Let it